people of the world, let's get together.
Hello and welcome to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio on this fine July day. And we want to thank you for tuning in. And we have three wonderful guests today, two who are together and one who's on her own. And our first guest is the Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. And with a wonderful name like that, how can we go wrong? So, Maria, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Douglas.
I really appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to chat with us today. And there's just so many exciting things that you do that I thought it'd be a great idea if you would just give our listeners just a little bit of a minute or so of just background of how you've come to be where you are and what your mission and your ministry is all about.
Well, I started out in a Christian church, and I was a minister, and the joy was actually going out of my work life. And I thought, wow, you know, I'm in ministry, and I know I'm called to some kind of ministry, but this isn't working very well. And about that time, I was meditating one day, and the word hospice literally came to me. And I thought, oh, pay attention. And so then the pathway began to open for me to do hospice work. And ironically, the joy came back to me as I was doing this hospice. First, I did bereavement work, and then the way to do the spiritual counseling to actual people who are dying and their families opened up for me. So I did that work for, about between 10, 12, 13 years altogether.
So for those who are not familiar, mm-hmm. which I'm sure is very few people, but hospice care is what we call what we do for patients who we really don't feel as if the traditional medical system is going to do anything more for them. And it's about right. keeping people comfortable through the end passage point of their life. And it's become, I think, more and more important, day by day. Mm-hmm. So your involvement in that obviously gave you a spiritual touch point that healed you in terms of helping to take care of others.
Exactly. And then through that, I learned that death is nothing to fear. You know, we've got tremendous fear still in our culture around the end of life, and many people would rather not talk about it. And my mission in life has become a process to help people overcome this fear of death and realize that perhaps even we've been sold a bill of goods around all this, you know, and we could and maybe need to be looking forward to the last adventure of life.
Wow. That's dramatic. That's dramatic mm-hmm. and powerful, and I'm excited to dig into that. So what are some of the things that we do wrong as a society towards those who are at that end-of-life point, whether through terminal illness or, you know, advanced old age where, you know, we have dementia issues? And let's talk about some of the things that we're not doing right, and let's talk about how you do it instead, because I think it's important that people get a sense of what to look out for if they have a loved one that they're caring for. And, of course, we're going to bring this to animals, but if we believe in the universality of the life energy, then mm-hmm. we believe that the animals are going through a similar process to us differently than we do, perhaps, but the same result of transformation.
Very similar. Yeah, I would actually say it's very similar because I remember reading in Betty Eady's book, Embraced by the Light, that she could see animals going down the tunnel that was heading toward the light, as well as other human beings. And I've also read about a woman, Jan Price, I believe it was, who the first one to greet her on the other side was their doggie, their pet dog who had died not that long before she was having this near-death experience.
Well, that's reassuring for all of us who are so deeply connected to our animals and
yes.
would like to believe that we will be reunited with them. So what a reassuring
Absolutely.
And positive thought.
Absolutely.
Talk, talk to us a little bit about the Western medical approach to death and dying and what you feel as if is in disrepair about it.
Yeah, well, interesting you bring this up because Rabbi Shachter Shalomi, and bless his soul, he recently, just last week, passed on and made his transition. He is a amazing rabbi in the Boulder, Colorado area who was teaching conscious aging. And he used to say that the reason we're so awkward in the Western culture around death is because we've taken it to the hospital. And see, when we take either birth, death, you know, we seem to be taking a lot of things to the hospital these days. The hospital feels, you know, people in healthcare feel that they need to fix it. And also taking it to the hospital makes it an illness or a disease, whereas both birth and death are natural parts of life. And granted, we don't always know when a person is going to die unless it's very imminent. But the tendency in our culture is no matter what, you know, if someone is sick or even gravely ill, we take them to the hospital in the chance that, in the hopes that they'll get better. So there's such a need to be better and to heal such that the space and room for death has almost disappeared. And it's only recently that hospitals now have hospice units and places that are designated palliative care units where people can be just resting and preparing for their final passage.
Well,
but,
I know,
the whole Western medical model is to fix and to get better. And then, unfortunately, doctors feel that they've failed when someone dies on their shift, for example.
Well, yes, and that shift in the hospital community towards providing more hospice care is obviously very positive. And folks like you who are promoting the concept of hospice care, I think, are doing a great, great service to everyone because it's becoming something people are much more aware of and becoming more comfortable with. Let's face it, it's an uncomfortable situation inherently. And because of our fear around the ultimate transition in life, there's so much, you know, anxiety around all of it that I feel like you do, that the people who are the ones that are dying are the ones that are really the victims of a very confused system. Now, we are going to go on a break, but before we do, your website that you would prefer our listeners to go to learn more about you, please, Maria,
change,
maybe you have that?
ChangeWithCourage.com.
ChangeSwiftCourage.
With Courage, all spelled out, .com.
ChangeWithCourage.com. That's where to go find Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland's wonderful website, and we are going to take a short break and come back and discuss some of these incredibly important and spiritual issues with Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in a moment.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. At Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Anthony Benny, and we are here with our very special guest this afternoon, Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. And to learn a lot more about Maria's ministry and her mission of end-of-life understanding and care, please go to changewithcourage.com. And Maria, if you could give folks who are facing the loss of a pet, and we don't really use the word pet, even though it's pet talk radio and everything, but we really prefer to call our animals companions. And what is the thing that people need to understand when they're either facing a decision to help their animal to go through the transition, which is very frequently a factor and very, very difficult for us as humans? And let's just address that individually, because I think it's one of the most difficult things that someone ever faces is the decision to help an animal along. It's something that we don't do or we haven't really done with humans in our society, except for very limited, the acceptance of euthanasia, whereas, of course, with animals, it's a very typical situation. Can you address that? I'd love to have your take on the difference between end of life for humans and animals and the concept of euthanasia.
Well, it's a tricky issue, but in my estimation, we ought to be much more open in the human realm as we are in the animal and, companion realm, because if we can do it for our pets, why are we not doing it for humans? And I think it has to do with the fact that we are so awkward around this topic, and nobody much wants to speak about it. But if we were speaking about it more, there would be more permission, more action around helping people do what they need to do sometimes, because life can become very painful, not only physically but emotionally sometimes. And it's interesting, I just wrote or reprinted an article at my examiner.com site. You can find that on my articles page or links page at changewithcourage.com. But, people are perhaps beginning to speak about this more, and there are countries too, there are states here in our United States, but there are countries in Europe too where people can receive a pill or take medicines that will help them ease into the next realm. And of course, Oregon is the first state here in the United States, and there's a beautiful documentary on that called How to Die in Oregon. I highly recommend that movie.
It's something we could find on Netflix or any of the movie streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
How to Die in Oregon. Okay, I think that sounds like something
worth... It's an excellent film that tells about three or four people's stories about, how they were at the end and how... The first one is just delightful. There's this gentleman who's just before he takes his medicine to, move on into the next realm, he's thanking all the people of Oregon for allowing him to be able to do this. Yeah, it's wonderful. And then he takes the medicine and he lays down and it all works quite swimmingly.
Wow.
Amazing.
Well, this is obviously... A very, very heavy topic, and it's beyond the taboos in our society, certainly sexuality and other complex things, but death is the ultimate taboo, is it not? I mean, it seems like we all have a lot of trouble with talking about it and experiencing it.
I think it has been, and, I think part of the issue, or maybe most of it, is that we're not a very deeply spiritual culture. We've become very materialistic. And we think, many people think that when we die, that's the end. And it's not. It's a whole new beginning. And if anybody studies spirituality and near-death experiences and these different mystical topics, they will realize that that there's so much more than meets the eye, and it's not just about the physical, that life is deeply, deeply spiritual. In fact, we come from the spirit realm and we return to the spirit realm. And this is a very intuitive thing, too. So people who are intuitively tuned in know these things. You know, they're the ones who speak with the animals and speak with our companion pets and even humans. And they know, you know, that there is so much more than meets the eye.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is, if nothing else, the great starting point for anyone to open up their spiritual chops, so to speak, and mm-hmm. and realize that if you really think that you can look around the world and the universe and think that you can understand it and that it's all, you know, cut and dried in the laws of physics 1, 2, 3, it's a kind of a ridiculous notion. And I think that sense that we get once we open our hearts to the reality that we don't know what's really going on, but it's so much more than we can possibly grasp. So I think
exactly.
your training and your
physics.
Motivation is great.
Yeah, in the scientific realm, quantum physics is coming in to bless us at this time to really bring spirituality and science back together again, because it's a whole thing, you know, like body, mind, spirit. It all goes together, and we need to honor each aspect of it. In fact, the spiritual aspect is the biggest aspect. I share a dream in my book that felt like kind of a cosmic dream towards the end of my book, but there were four aspects in that dream, and the spiritual person who was helping me interpret it asked me, you know, she said, there's a really big part to that, those foursomes, and do you know which one it is? And I started to say the emotional, and she said, no, it's your spiritual being. Your spiritual being is the biggest part of you, and that's always guiding you. It's like the engine out in front of you and taking you where you need to go.
Now, Maria, the book that you're referring to, I want to make sure that our listeners have a chance to buy it, check it out. Are you referring to The Last Adventure of Life?
Yes. Yes,
so that's your...
my the book that's been out the longest. I first published it in 1995.
Wow.
And it's in its fourth edition. It's been around the world. Went to Scotland. Findhorn Press picked it up, and then it went to Australia. Finch Publishing picked it up. And now I have a brand new fourth edition with a Sedona cover, so you get to see the beautiful Cathedral Rock, the red rocks on the front with two hot air balloons going up. And it's called The Last Adventure of Life, Inspiring Approaches to Living and Dying. And it has a very positive kind of soaring feeling. I wanted to bring the beauty back, the sacredness back to death. And anyone who reads this book will begin to see how lovingly and beautifully we can look at death again. In fact, there's a faculty member at the Daytona Beach College in Florida, who is using this book as his text in his Death and Dying, Life and Living class, because he says it's the most loving book he could find on death.
Well, on that note, I'm going to ask you to hold for one more break, and mm-hmm. But I want to make sure everyone knows you can get the book, The Last Adventure of Life by Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. It's available, I'm sure, on Amazon, and mm-hmm. is it available as an e-book as well?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Okay, everyone, look for that book, and then we're going to come back for one more segment with our wonderful guest. And thank you so much for your insight. And we'll be back in a moment, and just a bit more about our animals with Maria. Thank you.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA, from family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health, and just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. At clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network, I should add. And we are here for one more segment with our wonderful guest, the Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. Welcome back, Maria.
Thank you. And Maria, I apologize. I think I didn't call you Anthony at the beginning anyway.
Oh, gosh, that's quite all right. You know, I get called Anthony, I get called Tony, and I get called much, much worse. So... when you're an animal nutrition for 23 years, you have to break a few eggs. It's a controversial mission that I'm on as well at times. So now that's because we are, you know, focusing on the animal part. But I mean, obviously, the fascination is goes between our species, and the bond between us is really the determining thing and the reason that we're all here having this conversation today, this incredible bond that we have across species lines. So I was fascinated by your comment in an email that you said the power of grief to actually help us to grow. And that's I love things that are kind of counterintuitive because I think they help us to learn. So could you give us your sense of how, I mean, because we all know how hard it hurts and how bad it hurts when we lose a friend, human, right, or a friend animal. So tell us how that power of grief can actually transform us, perhaps, to grow more spiritually.
Right. Well, when we lose a loved one, it is very painful, and it's excruciating sometimes because we lose our best friend, or, you know, we've lost, in the physical realm, we've lost our best buddy, our best buddies, but the reality is that now we have a best buddy in the spirit world. And so if we can be allowed, if we allow ourselves to be guided and to be willing to look at the fact that the spirit world is alive and well, then we can begin to open up the pages, you know, of that world, if you will. It's sort of like, I remember hearing on NPR one day when I was listening to the radio, how when someone we love dies, say, you know, our spouse or our best friend pet dies, it's like we have this huge hole in our physical life because we're missing this beloved being or person. But the reality is now we have a hole into, or a way into the spirit world, because our best buddy, our best beloved is on the other side. And you could think of it that, you know, now we have a friend who's like our new guardian angel.
Kind of like having an inside contact at your favorite restaurant.
Right, right. And what better way to, you know, connect with spirit than to have someone who you really know and love there, and maybe they can help you out sometimes. In fact, in Japan, where I grew up, in the Buddhist philosophy, they feel that if a ancestor or, you know, someone on the other side can do something for you and can help you through your prayers or whatever, that they get brownie points on the other side. It's sort of a win-win situation because to have something you want, and your beloved gets to help you out with that. And, of course, nowadays there's more and more communication between this world and the next, and if you can learn how to do that, you could even learn how to communicate with your loved one.
that's a fascinating area as well, and one that we touched on a couple of weeks ago with a a wonderful guest named Eileen Garfinkel, who is an animal communicator, and I've had some communication experiences, and I always say, you know, communication with animals is about 90% listening and 10% talking, and you'll start to hear them as you listen closely. Now, when I think that that's a great point, is that the closer someone is that we lose, whether it be an animal or a human, the more they have the ability to stay connected to us. And, you know, in our business, in Clear Conscience Pet, which is, you know, the other side of our education, which is what we are doing here, our logo is of Carly, the first dog that ever graced my life, and she's been gone for 8 years, but I still talk to her every day, and I promise her she'd be on every package forever, and she will be. So that's my way of honoring her for inspiring me to do what I did, because she made my career. She directed me towards it. So I think that when we say that unconditional love is something that we can experience probably more purely with animals than with fellow humans, I think that sometimes there's so many walls between us and the kind of the competition and the even between, you know, romantic couples and families and close friends. The dynamic between humans is that there's a competitiveness that I think is hard to erase from the equation. But we were talking about this recently, my wife and I, and about how I wish I could love humans as well as I love animals. I know that's a strange thing to say, but it feels so easy and uninhibited to really just open up to your animals, whereas we're very reluctant to do that with fellow humans. Does that ring with you with any truth?
I suppose. And I suppose it has a lot to do with our ego, you know?
Absolutely.
Our egos tend to be very protective, competitive, all the sort of our egos in our minds, our left brains. If we can get out of our left brains and move and egos and move into our heart, you know, which is what we're being called to do in our times. I believe in these spiritual times, you know, when more and more love and light are flooding into the planet, we really are being called to live in harmony and peace, and we're really coming more and more into our hearts. And if we can drop the ego and the mental stuff and come into our hearts, that's where the true healing will be. And I think our animals really help us do that, along with music and a lot of other things too. But
have you had any experiences where animals have where you've been assisting, you know, someone through the transformation in the sense of just spiritual support, and they wanted to have their animals with them as they were in their last, or at least what they felt would be their last day?
You know, a lot of times the animals are there. There's some really interesting hospice experiences I've seen and heard about where, like, a cat will just perch on the bed of the one who's dying and just stay there and just really hang out there until the death has occurred. It's like they know what's going on, and they're there to offer their light and their love and their support.
Oh, I believe you on that 100%. I believe that they are so much more wired into the spirit than we are, because it's not clouded by so much intellect.
Right. And, you know, what you're saying is reminding me, too, that one time I assisted an animal, a doggy, towards his end of life, because I do energy work. I do helping people release old emotions and old mental patterns. You can see more about that at runningthebars.com. But I did some of this work for a beloved dog, for a couple who owned a magazine. So the article about this got written to a woman, the woman and gentleman of that family. They really appreciated what I did, because I came in and helped towards the end of this doggy's life, and he did get better. He improved at the end for a little while, but he was very close to the dying process. So mostly I was able to kind of lighten his emotional load, shall we say, and help him before he crossed over. But this is my vision for humans, too. I wish that I could do more of this caring for people and helping them unleash some some of those old, heavy emotions that they're carrying around, because many of us, most of us, are carrying around hundreds of negative emotions that we don't need to be anymore, but we don't know, we're not like children anymore, and we don't know how to release those emotions. And,
I'm very, very inspired by your entire approach to this thing. I could speak to you for hours.
It's so great to
hear that spirit.
Yeah, my approach is very holistic, and I feel that to most of our problems, there is, as Wayne Dyer would say, you know, there's a spiritual solution. There's also a holistic solution, so we don't have to go in and, you know, cut or do things that are pretty drastic and sometimes violent to our bodies.
Oh, I think that that's another great thing that needs to be incorporated more into our entire structure of healthcare.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation, huh?
It certainly is, and we're getting close to running out of time. But I am—I'm just remarkably impressed by the incredible body of work that you've done, and it's so gracious of you to share it with us today. And we've only just scratched the tiniest bit of the surface, and I'm sorry for that. But you know, I'm sure we're going to have a chance to speak again sometime. When it comes to the grieving and the loss of an animal companion, a human companion, I think that anyone who is contemplating these issues would be very, very well advised to read the book, and we would really learn a lot from you. The Last Adventure of Life is really a gift that you've given all of us from the insights that you've worked so hard to gain. So It'd be a crime for those of us who are looking for guidance in this area not to take advantage of the hard work and really pain that you've suffered to get to where you are. And so I want everyone hearing this to find the book, The Last Adventure of Life, and get it, read it, and really you're going to be transformed by it, I promise you.
Thank you, Anthony. And I might mention I have one other book called The Most Important Day of Your Life, Are You Ready? And in this smaller book, I share many of the things, well, some of what I just mentioned today, the things that I have learned and gained through doing hospice work and how my spiritual life has expanded. So that might be worth a read as well, and that's also available on as an ebook as well as Amazon, too.
I'm certain that it would be absolutely a brilliant additional book, and I mean everything that you're doing is just beautiful and inspiring, and it's obvious by your entire manner that you're a very deeply spiritual person, and I really appreciate that you've graced our crazy little program with your thoughts and feelings today, and we are really excited about the opportunity to keep in contact with you as friends and to talk again sometime. So, Maria, thank you so much. Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland, the Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. And we are thankful for your time, and we encourage everyone who needs help with these issues to seek out your website, which is changewithcourage.com. And, Maria, thanks again for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, Anthony, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio. And we wanted to, before we go to our next guest, who have a wonderful product and a really a transformative product that we'd like to tell you all about, I do want to ask folks to check out one other thing from Maria, which is her soul, like as in seat of the soul, heart and soul, soulbaskets.com, because she has some wonderful baskets that she's put together that can make a great acknowledgement for someone who's in a grieving situation, and includes her books and some special other things. So please check out soulbaskets.com. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Joan and Larry, the founders of Pure Spray. And we pronounce that Pure Spray, P-U-R Spray?
That's correct. Thank you.
You're very
Not
welcome.
Not everyone gets it right.
Well, you know, when I know as because I have a bunch of trademarks of my own that different things like that are important to protect your trademark, to kind of change spellings once in a while. So now tell us about Pure Spray and how it came to be. Did Larry and Joan, did you start the company together?
Yes, we did. And we're still talking to each other.
Well, then you're going to have to counsel my wife and I, who are working together these days as well. Oops, I'll get in trouble. My wife is my executive producer, and she'll slap me for that one later. Tell us how it started, because I read the story and I was fascinated, but I want to hear it in your words.
Well, I've been involved in what's called the electrolyzed water industry for about 10 years, and I started with a company up in Boston before we moved down to Florida. And electrolyzed water is a combination of salt, water, and electricity coming together in a cell. And through I like the word you used earlier, transformative process, we create a solution. It's called hypochlorous. And hypochlorous is the main ingredient for our product. In fact, it's the only ingredient for our product. So it's very simple, very natural, very safe. You name it, you know, we can cover it as far as the safety aspect and also the effectiveness of what it does. I mean, hypochlorous is well known for killing of bacteria. It's approved by the FDA for open wound care. So I worked for this electrolyzed water company, and then after relocating to Florida, we decided we wanted to do something together. So we got into the business. We looked at the pet industry. We've always had pets, love pets. But most of the products that you see out there on the shelves in supermarkets and pet stores are so toxic. And so we looked at, you know, hypochlorous, knowing about it, and realize, hey, here is a really good solution for the pet industry.
Well, I see, you know, in your writing and in the explanation of the product that you really literally have a product that's, you know, pure enough that you could, you know, practically drink it. And on the other hand, it's incredibly effective against all sorts of bacterial infections and hot spots, a remarkable range of things. Now, even like the so-called flesh-eating bacteria is a big fear factor out there, which for good reason when you hear some of the stories. So it sounds to me, and we talked about it earlier, Amanda and I, that this is something that we wish we'd been able to get some before we spoke to you, but we're going to be making a swap with you for some treats, we hope. Because this is the kind of product that we really would love to have around the house. So tell us about, now, is this something that you sell for both human use and animal use, or is this specifically really geared towards the animal community, so to speak?
Well, hypochlorous is sold for human use, but we are selling it only for animal use and pet use. And you know, the rules and regulations for anything preventing wounds or improving infection control or anything that sort are covered by the EPA and the FDA. And once you get involved in those arenas, it's very, very difficult and becomes very, very expensive. So we are just concentrating on the pet industry. Now, I must admit, if I get a scratch from our kitty or if Joan gets a bite of something from, you know, one of the insects or something, we'll use the spray on there, and it certainly does the job.
Okay, so we'll protect you legally by saying this is not for human use, but if it should happen to spill onto your cut hand, it certainly couldn't hurt.
And just so you know, when I do a demonstration of electrolyzed water system, I actually drink a solution, spray it in my eyes, just to show how safe it is. And I would not do that with anything else on a shelf in a supermarket. So I feel pretty comfortable about that.
And again, not to bring it to us, but we say the same thing. You know, our treats, are good enough to eat for human beings. But when someone comes up to us at a show and sees me eating a piece of one of our Sliders treats, I say, don't go to other booths and do this. It's important that you know the distinction. Let's make sure people can find your website, because it's always so important for those that are hearing to be able to find out much more information. Where do we find you on the web?
Right. Very simple. It's purespraypet.com. And again, it's purespraypet.com. And there's a lot of information there about hypochlorous, or we call it HOCl. That's the chemical abbreviation for it. And other information about how to use it, that kind of thing. So a great place to start, certainly.
And some wonderful, wonderful testimonials from people.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, I'll just quickly mention this. We had an order from a woman out in California. We just really opened up for business within the last couple of weeks, and we immediately got an order out from a woman in California, and she, within a week or two, she sent us, actually she posted on Facebook a testimonial saying that she had bought this stuff because she had an old cat who was losing his hair, and not just losing his hair, but had scabs all on his back, and she was concerned it was mange. And she said within a week of using Pure Spray, the scabs had all healed over, and she was seeing new hair growing.
Okay.
And apparently she owns some alpacas as well, and she's going to try it on them. So
wow.
It's good for every kind of pet, every species, from reptile to birds to mammals, all species. It's perfectly safe.
Now, is the product available through your website directly, as well as any other websites or retail stores?
Right now, just off our website. We're hoping eventually to get into retail. Right now, I'm navigating those tricky waters of social media marketing, getting my feet wet in that. So that's keeping me plenty busy. So we're, at the moment, strictly online sales.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you because of the tremendous challenges that we have as a brand owner as well. So we'll talk about that off air. We could probably help each other.
Okay, that would be.
We've been kicking around in this business for so long they can't get rid of us. We're 20-year-plus veterans, so we kind of know where a lot of the doors are that need to be knocked on, and we're always happy to help others who have a great product. So
hey, wow, that sounds terrific.
We'd love that opportunity. So we are coming up against a break, so I want to make sure that we have another nice full segment, but I want to encourage everyone to go to Pure Spray Pet, that's P-U-R, Spray, P-E-T, singular, .com, purespraypet.com, and from there you can jump right onto the Facebook page, I'm sure, and, please like the Facebook page because it's so important to those of us who are small family-owned companies to build that social network, because we're competing against these mega national, multinational corporations and who, slam the world with their marketing budget. So social media is so important for those of us who are creating what we believe to be the very best products in the world and need to be able to get them out there. So I encourage everyone to not only go to the website, but please like the Facebook page and join the community with Joan and Larry and Pure Spray. And if we could, we'll take a short break, and we'll have you guys back to talk a little bit about more about some of the applications of the product. And we thank you so much for being with us this afternoon, and we'll be back in 1 minute or two.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love
it. Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. At Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get together.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And we are thrilled to have our guests, Joan and Larry, the founders of Pure Spray. And Pure Spray is one of these products that I am very eager to try, and I think that everyone listening to this program needs to go on to PureSprayPet.com and buy your first bottle, because this is the kind of product that you don't know when you're going to need it. So you need to buy it now so that you have it at home, because you never know when a little nick or a scrape happens, or certainly those of us with dogs, especially golden retrievers and some of our longer-haired dogs that tend to occasionally get those hot spots, no matter how great their nutrition is. So we're really excited to try it, and we hope that everyone else out there does as well. So Joan and Larry, tell us, what are some of the things that would be the most immediate uses for the product? We know like wound care, but are there any things that we might not think off the top of our head that would be effective uses for the product?
Right. Well, yes, certainly wound care, but anything to do with skin, eyes, ears. The wonderful thing about Pure Spray to me is that if you go into a pet store, into the healthcare aisle, there's one product for dog ears and one for cat ears and another one for eyes and another one for hot spots, and you could spend a bundle on a variety of applications. And with Pure Spray, you really just need the one product. It will treat all of those things.
Well, that's great.
We had another testimonial from a woman whose dog is allergic to flea bites. And one flea bite, and this dog will just go into a frenzy, biting himself and chewing himself raw. And she had, over the years, tried a multitude of things, even going to the vet, and nothing seemed to work. And she happened to have some Pure Spray, and she went out with her dog to a park, and, of course, he got a flea bite. She got home, and she immediately put the Pure Spray on him, and she said, "I've never seen anything like it," because he immediately quieted down. There was none of the biting, the chewing, that kind of thing. She said it saved her pet a lot of discomfort and also saved them the cost of a vet visit and medicines and steroids and all those kinds of things.
Well, so, one of the scariest words in the English language are you're walking into the vet and say, my animal's having skin care problems, because they'll lay so many things on you that it'll rock your world and your pocketbook.
And my understanding is that vets are as puzzled by skin issues as we are. They really often don't know just what to do with skin issues. So I would suggest to anyone who's having any kind of skin issue with their pet to just give Pure Spray a try. But the cool thing, too, about Pure Spray to me is that we call it a dual-purpose spray, because it's not only intended for use on your pet, but it will clean the pet's living areas and things like toys and food dishes and water dispensers, bird cages, hamster trails, all those kinds of things.
And well, that's
so it's
really
a dual
important.
Purpose. Yeah, it's a dual-purpose product, which makes it really unique in the industry. And so for pet owners to remember that, too, that it not only treats skin issues and eyes and ears, but their living areas as well. I mentioned bird cages, and I want to say one thing that I've learned is that birds are particularly sensitive to products and even to the fumes of a product. If you use Febreze in your home, for example, or you light a scented candle or you spray a room deodorizer, your bird could drop dead. I mean, it's that sensitive. Those birds are that sensitive.
And I'm here to affirm that. Yes, absolutely true.
Right. Pure, Hairspray is totally harmless. Even if a pet licks it or swallows it or inhales it, it's perfectly safe.
I just want to add that hypochlorous is actually in your body that kills bacteria. So it's very natural. It's very safe. Nothing's going to find a way around it. I mean, it's being used, and hypochlorous is now being used in hospitals, in emergency rooms and hotels for cleaning and sanitizing and disinfecting. And the superbugs are killed. There's no way of finding a way around and surviving the impact of being treated by hypochlorous, which is our main ingredient. And the other thing that I like to tell people is we can't improve on our product. There is nothing we can do to make our product better. That's how good it is, because it's natural. It's green. It's what our body produces to actually penetrate the bacteria wall, and it blows it up. And so that there's nothing left. So that's why our product is such a wonderful thing.
Well, your passion is so obvious, and that's my first clue that I'm talking to folks who are really committed to what they're doing, and you obviously are. And again, I can't wait to try the product, and I want to encourage everyone, when you talk about a product like this, it really is something that, as we said earlier, it's transformative. And how great is that, that you can buy one product that would have all these different uses? Now, is it okay for me to ask you about the pricing structure? I mean, is it in different size bottles, or how is the product sold?
Sure. Well, we have an 8-ounce and a 16-ounce bottle, and they're for $16.95 and $24.95, and we cover the shipping. And also a contribution is made to our local Humane Society, and so we feel really good about that. Some great people there doing wonderful job. I wish we could give them $1 million a year because of some of the things that they do, but every little bit helps.
Yes,
right. So, and they absolutely love it. And they love the product there. I remember when I first introduced them to it, they put it on a dog that was rubbing its rear end against its against a chain link fence. And within seconds after being treated by the hypochlorous, it stopped rubbing it. I mean, it was amazing. So when I walk in there with my, you know, the solution that I bring them every week, I'm greeted, you know, like I'm the long lost best friend. It's wonderful.
Well, now you know what I feel like, because I'm the treat guy, so I'm pretty popular with the canine community as well.
That's right.
I don't have to be that exciting. I don't have to be very exciting if I have amazing treats in my pocket. So, guys, we're running out of time, and I could really go on literally for hours, but we're going to continue this conversation, and I want to make sure we have one more chance to point people where they need to go to try your product and really have that in your toolkit, so to speak, for your care of your companion animal. It sounds to me like it's an incredibly good deal and a great product, and I love your passion and your commitment to animal health. And also, as a fellow entrepreneur, I admire you because you're doing what those of us who dare to do, which is to go out there and make it happen. So my hat's off to you for that, and I want everyone hearing this to go to purespraypet.com and purchase a bottle of this product, put it on your shelf, and you'll find that you'll have more uses for it than you can even imagine. And better to be preventive than to wait till something happens. So, Joan and Larry, it's been delightful speaking with you. And
thank you.
If you have any final statement, we'd love to hear it.
Well, just I could say just really quickly, as a mother and a grandmother, one of my concerns, too, is the number of chemicals that we expose ourselves to every day. And we just see Pure Spray as one little way of getting a product into homes that is perfectly safe and will not harm our children, our pets, ourselves, our environment. So if you're concerned about things like that, Pure Spray is a really good product to invest in.
Well, I think our audience is exactly attuned to that way of thinking. So that's a great capper for our discussion this afternoon. And purespraypet.com, go visit, join the community, learn, and treat your animals with dignity, respect, and in a non-toxic way. And that's what it's all about, the nutrition, the other products that we use. It's a truly holistic approach, and that means looking at every aspect of how we care for our animals. So we're going to sign off on Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio for this week and thank our wonderful guests, Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland and Joan and Larry, the founders of Pure Spray. We look forward to the next opportunity. And remember, the way you take care of your pet is
speaking volumes about the way you perceive the world. So thank you for joining Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio today, and we'll see you next time.